we sent a letter in your name, a formal one that doesn't preclude a handwritten one. Just in case he refers to it so that you're aware of it right after the...
Sure.
We came back, we...
I expected one at dawn.
Yeah, and I just want you to be aware of it. Incidentally, Rush has concluded the agreement at just one point, which is up to us to be settled. And he said if anyone had told him 3 months ago that such a good agreement was possible, he would have said it was crazy. That's... We'll never get credit for that, but that was a major achievement. Now the problem is how to surface it and how to ask your answers. How to surface it, no one knows yet, but it's done.
But Rush can do it, can't he, Henry?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's easy. It's just that you won't get the credit for it that you could.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'll leave you to
who get the credit. Marshall Green?
No, no.
Stay well. Stay. Well, we're working on it. I think it's about to do that Rush.
And how difficult international relations have become. greatest power in the world was not on speaking terms with the largest nation in the world. At every turn, in every country I have worked in, it had created
in front of you is the decision about the UN.
Yeah.
Chinese city of China, the world, the procedure. Now, normally this question would come up, the Chinese question would come up about November. But this year, I understand it's going to be taken up end of the general debate, which is somewhere in October. Because the Albanians and others were sponsored, they want to take it up early. And the reason being, they wanted to influence the Secretary General's election, which will come up in November. Now,
we have no desire, I must say, to have you late. As a matter of fact, we
question earlier with the other man. I mean, I understand that. So I hope I'll talk to them about it. What time they will
have. We'll work it out. We're in the process.
And now you've got their man in Ottawa.
I saw it. I reported this.
You could not be intensive in over there. If there is anything that you can do,
yes,
you talk to that man in Ottawa. I mean, sometimes you
yes.
just feel that you don't want to tell something to me, but you want some.
I appreciate that. And we know, too, that we trust your discretion, etc.
And we did get
it. If we, on the big play, if you can do it on the big play, then you know that it's good and everything else. Let me ask you this, Mr. Master Beaver, when we bring it up here. We, of course, look at this terribly tragic situation in the subcontinent, and we, as Henry Wolf has probably told you, we want to do everything we can not to embarrass you. As a matter of fact, we're trying to hold the Indians in line as well as we can. We would like to read, of course, if you read the American press and the map of two major news magazines on television, you know how they'll take an issue and blow it up, and you know how masterful the Indians are propaganda. I gather too strongly that any gestures that President Yahya can make on this thing to be used are extremely important. We're not trying to tell them what to do. I wouldn't agree with doing that. But would you not agree, Henry, that's something we can talk candidly to you about? You know the American public opinion and the rest. You also know our Senate. And no matter what I might do, they even objected to this last little shipment that was out there. It's not coming. We went forward with it. But you can see what could be coming in the future. So we'll do our best to cool it with our Indian contacts, and if you can do your best to give the best possible contribution to this. I know you thought all this before.
You were keen on it all the time.
Of course you are, yes.
But I did not report it, and I'm sure.
Yes, that really, let's just recognize the concrete, it's a public relations
question.
It's a public relations problem, not what you do, but it's the appearance of, like when the refugee community, well, political thing, well, fine, we do this or that, you know, it's like this guy, and it's really not the nature of our, I find that it's quite interesting. People in the world are different. I know from my many visits to India and Pakistan. The Pakistan people that I have met are, and I like this because I'm somewhat the same way, they're direct and candid and honest. And whereas the Indians are more indirect and therefore I'm not saying dishonest, but what I mean is that they know the public relations game very, very well. And sometimes I'm just simply suggesting that you might be a little bit more indirect, you know.
Yes.
And play the public relations game all the way, because you're getting a bad rap. I mean, the Pakistan's getting a bad rap, in my opinion. But you think so, and you were there.
Oh, yes.
It's pretty disgusting. And Mr. President, this is all in the U.S. Yes, oh sure. The Indians are discouraging the people there. They're training guerrillas. When I say they are, but I understand there are reports that is the case. And they are encouraging more refugees to come over.
The ambassador has had some of the same problems we've had, Mr. President, in getting his side of the story printed in the American press. They will put it out.
And what's this?
And they just won't use it.
Yes.
It's only fair. Yeah, you know that.
We ought to do this in terms of the government. I think Scully ought to, not Scully, didn't speak to a couple of Scully and say, well, if you get the bummer out there and all sorts of interesting subject, why don't you have a bench man and pastor on? You can take the questions. You can answer the questions. I think we can do that in the street with you. I think Scully can do it with you. Yes, what he sees from us, we're on television. We'll do the street and working with your press people. But I think if we can help, because I think you ought to get on. Get you started to us.
We get the two reports that you saw from the media.
Yes, I'll improve it.
Because India is not one discretion to the wind. She's openly instigating and sending it into the greatest training that everybody can go and see. That's why the truth is coming out. But the main thing is that if one thing we can do to prevent India attacking us next year's fall, we get a chance that India help to settle this problem. We've got to have a government in Spain, he's obviously, but he needs a little time. He's got to install a little government there. All he needs is time, and I think the sensible people with sensible advice, he will do the right thing in the end. If India takes a step up, but if they're going to create an explosion, a crisis every month, and particularly by threatening this war, she is a very difficult lady. She's an unpredictable and dangerous lady. That is what is disturbing all of us. You never know what she's going to do. Now they're talking openly of attacking us when the passes are closed. So that this Chinese, so-called Chinese threat to them saying, don't touch Pakistan. They want to defy us. She wants to defy them.
But they won't be people in America.
That will not be. Yes, but you see, the argument is that if there is trouble there, particularly if the action agents in October, the Chinese won't come through because they won't be able to get back through the territory. But the Indians have got that kind of tragic attitude. They will make the same mistake, a fatal mistake, because they've got that strength of mind to take you to their head. They do it. They may repeat that mistake again. But of course, you don't have the Chinese stuff. You don't want to fight with India. India is in opposition after all that is happening.
They're on their minds to have a fight, too, because without all the misery they've got in that country, my God, they need a war like a hole in the head. We'll do our best. We've said some very strong things.
Well, that's asking.
If we hope to go, time will tell.
And of course, the main thing is that you must also get the idea that this $1,000 million a year they're getting from the consortium that's going to be put to this. That also is very effective. About the other things, I just want to mention this. What is the influence in talking to the funds to give us the standby credit for which we have? I thought it was still. I spoke to Dalton yesterday. I took him out to lunch and talked. And he didn't give me the impression. So I said, I just come back, managing director. And he studied the case, I believe. But I think he had no chance.
I'll talk to Conley. I'm having lunch with him.
That would be ideal.
I'm not all with it. Oh, yeah. If he can get you. But you see, we're one voice. But a pretty strong one.
I love to see Schweitzer on Wednesday. If you can talk to somebody about me on Monday. The second thing is that the $80 million commodity aid, we roughly give that every year, commodity aid to us. Last year's commodity aid, this was stopped going through these difficulties and so on. But it was stopped really because we were going to devalue. And AID did not want to sanction the $80 million for last year until devalued. Then, of course, we got into this March troubles and devaluation was not postponed. Now, America, the United States is the only country which has not paid last year's consortium money. All the other countries
have paid.
It's AID.
What's AID?
Not the current year. Current year we paid along with the other consortium. It is for the October meeting, September, October. But last year, why should the U.S. be the only country
to have
any other country pay
for lunch when it is,
or did they have to pay
for it? Yes. This is the conference. Anything that can come, because 60 million of that is on the private sector, 20 million is the public sector. Yeah. Now, the East by West Bank, the West Bank is not factories, the private sector, and so on. They will be experiencing a shortage of commodities. We get from Europe raw materials from our factories and so on. So even if it isn't 80 million, whatever is possible to put into the pipeline, on the ground that this is not a new sanction, it is really last year, 10 years, if it possible.
You talked to President Yahya Khalid when he was here. In fact, that's when we made that commitment. And 20 million of this was supposed to be for the devaluation funds, and 60 million was supposed to be a commodity credit. That's not it.
80 commodity credit, 20 million.
80,
100. But then, unfortunately, the whole thing, it was delayed.
Thank you.